or we want to prepare ourselves that we should be able to make tshuva, that we have to prepare ourselves for that, to prepare the ground. We are not holding now in Elul that we already make tshuva. That's not the point. But we have to prepare ourselves. So what do we prepare for? That's the question. So the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, I think he's opening up that chiyuv. He says there, that everyone speaks about that, okay, there's a difficulty. The Rambam says you have to make vidui. It doesn't have to say you have to make tshuva, you have to make vidui. Okay, however. But the question is, what is the topic of the first parak in the Rambam? What's the topic? What is the topic? What does he speak about? So if in the beginning he says you have to make vidui, and this means it's a mitzvah, and then he says, V'chein ba'alei chatoros v'shomos, v'eishem mevi'im korban yisrael, al shigoson al zdoinon, ein miskaper lohem v'korbonom ad sheyasu tshuva. V'yisvadu. So you don't reach kapore when you don't make tshuva and say vidui. So you have to say vidui in order to reach kapore. And then he says, and also the Mechuya Beistin, Mechuya Mises Beistin, the Malkus, you will not have a kapore till you will say vidui and make tshuva. And it says also those which were Mechuyel Bechaveiroi, Benon Malchaveiroi, you will not have a kapore when you don't say vidui and make tshuva together with that to give back the money. And then he comes to Halacha Beisei, Soira Mishtaleach, if they should kapore al kol Yisrael, can go to misvade olof al loshen kol Yisrael. And then the halacha kibbutz says that today we don't have beis hamikdash, so we don't have the zohar mishaleach. So the Yom Kippur is mechaper. Once in a while, Yom Kippur is mechaper only with Yisurim, and once in a while, Yom Kippur is mechaper with Nisa and all these things. So what is the topic of the Rambam? So it sounds to me, the topic of the Rambam over here is that the Rambam tells you in tshuva there's a different thing going on than all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs are teira. What's going on in the mitzvahs is that you have to do the mitzvah. That's the Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Aleph. You have to do the mitzvahs, and the main point is the ma'ase. Even by tefillah he says it. The main point in tefillah is that you say the tefillah. The kavod is only at the surface, and you have to do what you are supposed to do. So lechayre, tshuva is also a mitzvah, like all the mitzvahs, and you have simply to do what you have to do, and then that thing will do the job, because you did the right action. Your responsibility is to do the right action, like all the mitzvahs. Whatever will be the outcome of this action, that's the decision of the Beroilo. Yeah? So that is Bederich Klal. But you see it already in the Nefesh HaChaim, that the mitzvah tshuva is, it has a different function. The mitzvah tshuva is not making a difference in the world. The mitzvah tshuva is making a difference in you, in the person. When the Nefesh HaChaim brings the mitzvah tshuva in Perek Yud Zayin, Yudches, Yudches Chov, he does not speak about what he speaks in the beginning of the Nefesh HaChaim. When he says that all the mitzvahs they make for Ulis, Ba'ilam Esel Yoinim, and Tikunim, and from there, your mamshich on yourself, or makiv, ktush el yoino, and oizel igbar is a mitzvah, and who knows whatever you do, whenever you do a mitzvah. That he says, perik aleph, ad perik tezayin. The perik yud zayin, he speaks about tshuva, and there, he doesn't say anything about that. Even when he says, you have to be misoirer, to make tshuva, he doesn't tell you, you have to be miserable and make tshuva because the worlds are so destroyed and there's such a chisoron of ktusha going on in all of the world and in all of the reality, and you have to take that world out of the destruction. He doesn't say it. He says, tshuva is that you yourself are destroyed. You yourself, the person himself, is the sugya. The person himself, not the world. For sure, when the person himself gets out of the Ra'av, that will also have Ashpo in the world. But that's not the issue of the Reb Chaim. Masha'enke b'kiyu mitzvahs, the whole issue of the Reb Chaim in the Nefesh HaChaim is that you are doing things in the world. That's Perek Dalet, whatever you want, wherever you open up the Nefesh HaChaim, that's what he says. That you make mitzvahs and it does spooky things. And by you, when you make tshuva, there is something in you, in the person. And that's why the Rambam is telling you a big chiddush in mitzvah tshuva. The big chiddush in mitzvah tshuva, that's a principle in mitzvah tshuva, that you have a responsibility that it should have an outcome. The outcome of tshuva, you are responsible for. It's a big difference between all the mitzvahs and tshuva. You are not irresponsible that there should be an outcome of your tefillin, even though there is an outcome of your tefillin for sure, because that's what tefillin do. But that's not your responsibility. That's the business of the Bira Olam. Kapore is also the business of the Bira Olam. You reach kapore from the Bira Olam. That's him. And then he has his cheshbonos. Once in a while he gives kapore only when there are yisurim. And then he gives kapore only when there is mise or whatever. So, okay, but you have to do your things. You can't say, I do my things, I have to be killed, you know, and then I need misa, you know, reach kapora. No, that's not my thing. But the point is not in the Rambam what you have to do only. The point is you have to reach the conclusion of tshuva. Conclusion of tshuva is kapora. And you have to reach that. Makes no sense that you tell yourself, I made tshuva. What did you do? I did what you had to do. I said with you every day, and I really had charot on all the Shulchan Aruch, which I don't really know what it says there, but I have a charot on everything, you know. And then I say the Chayodom, and I clap, and I fast, and I did all the things. So which Aveira did you get rid of? Weiß nicht. Eine von sie, you know. Hopefully from all of them. So that's nonsense. No. You have a responsibility for the kapore. So you have to take that seriously, that there should something be created from your tshuva. That is the challenge we are facing by mitzvahs tshuva more than all the mitzvahs. And we are falling into the pitfall that we begin to understand tshuva like all the mitzvahs. We think it's you have to do a thing, you have to do a maaseh, we don't really know what, but you have to do something. And then it will work magically. And it will be. No. You have to prepare yourself. So one of the things, tshuva works, the way it says in Perek Beis, and that's true, what I tell you, but that is the principle the Rambam wants to teach you. But then one of the things which in Perek Beis it says what tshuva does, is it turns you over into a different person. And that is also a part of your responsibility. You have to be responsible that there is change happening in you. And I want now to contemplate together what is the difference when you are approaching tshuva and you understand you have to prepare yourself that change should happen within you, or you think that tshuva is a mitzvah and you have to do an action. Because that's what in general you are doing. You're taking tshuva like this. You think, I made something wrong. In my life, I made something wrong. Okay, there are a lot of things I made wrong, but I made something wrong in my life. Okay, so now, I have to be chayav b'tshuva. I have to do the thing right. So first of all, I have to clarify, how do you do that thing in the right way? Yeah? What is demanded from me? That's not called the limud Torah of Rabbi Yisrael. That's not the Indian. Only, technically, I have to know what is demanded. So I demanded from me that I would say the Shmona Esra, for example, the first bracha, with the kavana of all the words. And that is demanded. I think that's a demand. When you don't do it, then you're in troubles. We spoke about that. So that's a clear demand. And I, once in a while, I find myself that by the Mogen Avraham, I'm already, you know, somewhere else. So that's a problem. I have a problem. I have to be metakedek, let's say. So now I have to do my nice bracha with Shoyin Shmon Esra, I have to do that with Kavona. When I'm bigger, then I say I have to do whole Shmon Esra with Kavona. I have to count the Shemes, you know? Every Shem has to be with Kavona, so I count them, and then I make myself a sign when I was having all the Shemes. There were people working like this, because that's what is demanded. Very nice. That was demanded. Now, I don't do it. Now I see, that would have to be, I have to have kavon in the first bracha. I have to be kavon all the shavas, let's say, whatever you want. So now I'm chayav b'tshuva. I didn't do it till now. and it's terrible. It's a question of Rochel of Atole, Shmona Esra. I want to be Chayshu B'tshuva. Now I make a decision that I will have Kavone in the first Brocha. And now this decision, that is my Tshuva. That's my change of my action. I have action which I did in a certain way, and now I do it in a different way. Yeah? And now it begins to be difficult. Difficult. It's difficult. It's not so easy to have a kavona even in the first brocha. Even it's a little bit, that's we'll speak about that. Even it's a little bit moderner, why not? But that's difficult. Yeah? So what do you do then? What is the normal approach? I was chayav b'tshuva. I had a Kabbalah, that I have to have Kabbalah in the first Brocha in Shmona Esrei, and then, now it begins to be difficult. What do you do? Then, you are doing what, I don't know whether you speak German or not, but in German you call that Bauch rein, Brust raus. That's called, you don't look at any emotions, you put your stomach in, that's what they say, and you put your breath, the thing out, you know, and you hold your breath, and you close your eyes, you close your ears, you go into a streamlined, you know, position, and you just go through that brocha. You know, that's your Kabbalah. You have to do it, no? So now you are mischazik neuro, and you say, Boruch atah, and then Bogin Abroch, I did it! You know? Prepare for your destination. That's what the Waze tells you, no? That's right. But that's what you have, you know, you're just here. That's it! I reached my destination. Fine! I'm through, you know? Meiredik! But you don't change like this. You do not. It doesn't create change. Because it doesn't do it. Now people ask me about that. Am I seeing Yishochem Alevobos? No. That doesn't work like this. That's not a, you heard that once, you know, that, that's not some technicality that you can do a maisa and then what? Yeah? The Achei Maisin Mishochem Alevobos, it is in as much as you have a feeling in the maisa. That will be growing through your maisa. What you feel with that maisa, and you do that maisa again and again, this feeling of that maisa will grow. Now, I have to, let's say, I have to learn basmode for half an hour. And it's difficult. And I do it, and I actually hate it. I don't want it. It's difficult. But I force myself. So, yes. So what do I grow? I grow hatred of limud, you know. That's what I do. Because I hate learning that half an hour. Only I do it. But my feeling is not, I enjoy that, I am connected to it. No, the feeling is that Be'etzim is so difficult, but I have to do it because I was the Kabbalah, and my life and my whole Olam Haba is totally in that, so I have to do it. I hate it, but I do it. So what is Achei Ma'isim? Nachom, Yishochem Alevobos, and you will really hate learning. Really. That's what you are fostering, no? You don't make, it's not, the maisa doesn't make your heart what you believe it should be. It makes grow what is there. It's only a little bit there, it's a beginning there, but when you are doing the action again and again, and you have a certain feeling connected to this action, this feeling will grow. So don't come to me and say, I will close my eyes, I'll close my ears, and I'll do it. I don't like it, I have no connection to it, but I just go through that maisa, and then you say, Achei Maisim Yishochem Alevobos. That's plain nonsense. That is nonsense. No. It doesn't work like this. It never works like this. I know people which they went with such a way of work that they took themselves. And they were, it was difficult for them. And they simply pushed through. And they pushed through. They ended somewhere where no one wants to end up there, you know? You can end up in a very bad place in your own personality like this. Because you are making growing things which are very dangerous. Yeah? You shouldn't do that. We'll speak about that further too. Yeah? No. No, it's not a playground. You can't do everything. Yeah? You can't just push yourself. It's the Americans, when I may say, they like that, you know. They hold these people, which are the most single-minded, and the most For example, the American, I say it only in English, the American idol today, it's the one which passed away, the head of Apple, you know, Steve Jobs. This guy, I don't want to sit with him 1 minute in one room, you know, or me or him are leaving now. Yeah? No, I don't want a full-blown psychopath and idiot to be an idol. But that's what the Americans are worshipping. Single-minded people, you know. Single-minded, focused, goal-oriented, closed eyes, closed ears, absolute antipathic, no connection to anything else than the single goal. That's the American idol. That's called idol worship. That's right. Avoid the Zohar, that's it. Huh? Crazy. That's what the Torah wants. No, the Torah doesn't want that. The Torah doesn't want these things. The Torah doesn't want that. You should close your eyes, close your ears, just pull through. No, that's not what you want. The Torah wants you to grow. That's not considered growth. That's considered pursuing an idea by all means. That's not the Torah. No, the Torah doesn't want that. The Torah wants you to grow. So what do you do? So this is not a change in your personality. You understand? It's not a change in your personality. It is that's the way you do an action. That could be when an action has to be done. For example, when there would be Sakonis Nefoshes, you know? Sakonis Nefoshes, then you have to do something. And then it's difficult. And then you say, okay, now I have to contemplate how that affects me. You know, there's no time for contemplation. There you have to pull through. But it's not every single day this question of Sakonis Nefoshes where you have no choice. We have a prira, we have a work, we have a way to go. And we have to go that way in a way the Torah wants us. And the Torah wants us that we should prepare ourselves for change. How do you prepare yourself for change? Now that's Be'etzem Rabbi Yisroel, Mikhtav Yud Zayin. So that you have to prepare yourself. Now, again, I'm not yet speaking about that you have to be Chozer B'Tshuva. That is not yet our stage. Chozer B'Tshuva is not Chozer B'Tshuva. That's not, we are not holding there yet. But we have to prepare ourselves that we should be able to be Chozer B'Tshuva, that to make a change in our person. So how do we prepare ourselves? So the point is that we have to, Rabbi Yisroel says that, an interesting thing. He asks that the person which is a raksen, that means is really coming, is a rageous person, that means he is very easy to be put over the edge, you know, and being really losing himself. So he loses his temper the whole time, and now he learns Musa and says, Kol HaKoyes, Kol Mine Gehenem Shelfin Boy, and he's really learning the Musa, and he's really contemplating in it, and he thinks and makes a tziur, and he thinks in his mind, and he feels that is a bad thing to do. And then, but when the situation occurs, and he is really has a bad temper, and the situation occurs, and it's coming to that point, then all of his nice contemplation is going out of the window. That's what he says. Kal mehero yakbiu uf mimenu kol tziura vayofi. That means like going out of the window, you know, just gagangen. And he is in rage as always. Doesn't help. Why not? Because his problem is not his being rageous. His problem is not the bad temper. His problem are other midas which are hidden in front of him, which he doesn't know them, which they cause him to have this bad temper. That could be that he wants to have covet, that it could be that he wants to have money, that it could be that he wants to have shlita, it could be that he wants to have whatever, he wants all other things, but it's not the bad temper itself. So the working on that bad temper doesn't help him. It does not. He has to work on other meters. But now Abisol asks, who is that person? Do you have to go to the psychologist? Do you have now to go and make an analysis on yourself, contemplating in yourself and I don't know what that means, introspection, but people know that, you know. You have Googles put into your kishkes, and there you see something, and you make so-called introspection, and you begin to search in yourself, how would you find something which is hidden in front of you? Then Rabbi Saul comes with this unbelievable work. He says, you have to decide, seemingly like we spoke about this American way, you know, you have to decide that you do the action chok v'lo yavol, that you do it without bending, chok v'lo yavol. It's not a nice thing, you're not inspired to do it. That's the beginning. Your inspiration will fly away. The inspiration. But it's not inspiration. I will do it. It's a decision. I'll do it. Cold. I'll do that. Yeah? And now, that's the big chiddush. And now, Rabbi Saul says, but this is not there in order you should do it. This is there in order you should listen to yourself. What are the difficulties emerging with that strong decision? You are deciding in a strong way to do a thing, but now you have another side in you. The other side is that you are thinking backwards and thinking, what's happening with me? Why is that so difficult? And these two things together open up your mind, and now you see where you have to change. So it's an entirely different approach to the same issue. I don't change the issue. I want to do an action. I want to have a field of work. I don't say I have to be chozer b'tshuva with introspection only. Chas v'sholom. I have to do something. But the doing the thing and the being strong with my decision, doing something, this strength of the decision is not there in order to keep it up, to pull it through, to be the grittiest person in the world to pull that thing through. No. It's there to listen to myself. What's going on there? Why is it so difficult? Yeah? And then you prepare yourself for real change. You see? Because then you begin to recognize where do you have to change really. That is the recognition you have now. Yeah? Because you know, I have to change not in my temper. I have to change my COVID or something else. And then I have to change there, and suddenly I see that I have to be chozer b'tshuva in a certain area which I wouldn't think beforehand, when I wouldn't approach my way with this strength, yeah, with a strong decision. I myself tried it out in a certain place where I made a Kabbalah, like a Kabbalah. I want to work on something which is terribly difficult for me. And it's already 30 years under my nose, and only for 30 years already, 25 perhaps, 30, something like this. Years and years, I told myself, no, it is good for the community that I don't do it because it is a good educational tool. I have to work on that. But it's difficult. But I have to do it. But it's difficult. Now I tried, and it was not really matzliach, you know. Then I have to do it differently. So I have to work again. And I tried again, and now I'll try it again, and then we'll see what will happen. How can I change? Which kechas I have to change in order to make that happen? Yeah? But that's always a very interesting endeavor. It's very interesting, because it reveals to you something you didn't know before. You didn't think about that. You thought you know yourself, because you knew yourself which actions are good or bad. But that's not yourself. Yourself is what is going on within you. Why do you do that wrong? Yeah? What are the difficulties? But it's all connected to an action, clear. It's not that I want now to only be chozer b'tshuva on my inner stature. No, I want to change my actions. But I can't cease to be a kaisen when I don't work on my covet. So I have to work on my covet. I want to cease to be a kaisen. Yeah, which that's an avera. But I have to work on my COVID, or I have to work on something else. Now, it's not so simple. You have to be careful. That's the same thing as I told you before, that you have to be careful. The people which are only pulling through, and they don't contemplate, and they only push themselves through, that's once in a while dangerous. there are other things which are dangerous too, and you'll see that's dangerous. For example, I myself, even though you don't like that so much, but I myself, I very much hold that, for example, Taibes Achila is terrible. I have to work on that in a certain stage in my life, I think so. Because, you know, when you're already more than 60, then you have to work on that. Because after 120, and 120 is double of 60, you know, after 120, then you can't really eat anymore. And when you didn't work on your time is achila, why is it the kevel? You stay hungry the whole time, you know? That's not such a good idea. It's such a good idea. You have to work on that thing. So I have to work on that. But I don't want. Why not? Because it's dangerous. You have to be careful. Be careful. Tshuva is not a children's play. You yourself, you can't do whatever you want. The people, once in a while, when they are very sincere, once in a while they do whatever they want and they hurt themselves. They have to be very careful. For example, I myself hold that underneath my Taibes Achila, there are such bad koiches that I better don't want to enter them. I don't want. I will have to enter them. Perhaps once I will make a vat, but I don't know whether I will take these bushes to make a vat on Taibes Achila. Because normally, Taibes Achila for the Americans, I say, that's a very American thing. The Americans, they are all, you know, Americans, they are all a little bit, that's a disease today. They are a little bit obese. I think it's called a national disease. People really don't know why the globe is not going like, because America is simply heavier than the other places, you know. So it should be some unequal weight there, you know. But something like this, you know. So there is something going on. And now you have to work on your Taibes Achila. But you don't work on it. You make a diet. Diet is exactly what I described beforehand. You just want to do the right action. You close your eyes, you close your ears, and you want to do the right actions. And you eat according to a plan. And that's what you do. But you don't really deal with your Taibes Achila. Because dealing with the Taibes Achila is dangerous. That's a dangerous thing. Because I hold underneath the Taibes Achila is worse than Taibes Noshi. Even though now you think I'm an Apicurus, you see? Is that what you thought now? I'm not an Apicurus. I like this, the real Apicurus now. Taibes Noshi is worse. No. Because Taibes Achila is built on that you think everything belongs to you. It's yours. That's what Taibes Achila is. Yeah? It's shayach to you. Who are you? Why everything is belonging? Why is everything belonging to you? Why? You are thinking that you are the only one, that everything is shayach to you. Without anything, everything belongs to you. You are a full-blown apikeiros. It's called meridi veinamayim. That's right. That's what you are when you have taibes achila. So you wouldn't think about that. No, loichta. Matarotzi. No, taibes achila means it's tasty. No. It means much more. The Pasuk says it, no? You say it every day in the Kirishma. It says in the Kirishma that underneath the Taibes Achila is Avodah Zarah, you know? That's what it says. You say it every day twice. But when you really take it seriously and you say, I don't want to do that, then in the Keiches Hanefesh you suddenly see, I have to work with my apikursus. I have to work with my prikasol. I have to work with my yiush. I have to work with my not wanting anyone above me, you know? So that's difficult. So then you have to be careful. You have to be careful with yourself. Because there are koiches which are so dangerous that you can't really enter there. Because you're not holding there. And when you would enter there, you would blow up. You would have a merida. You blow up. And don't tell me, what is... You have to be an intelligent person. Don't be afraid of yourself, you know. Al tehe moglev. It's only because you think that Avodas Hashem is not for real. And your nefesh is not for real. You think, ruchnis is all lofty things. But when you would have a minefield, and you have to go to Surya, but there's a minefield between you and Surya, then you don't say, Amata moglev, are you a coward person? Why don't you dare go through that minefield straight? No, you don't dare going there, because you will blow up. That's right. You will be dead. In your nefesh, there are minefields there. There are keiches, such keiches, which are dangerous. You don't hold yet there to work with them. You have to be careful. You have to know what to work on. Work on a thing which you feel that's a thing you could do. Now, the difference is like this. We spoke once about that. When you are, for example, this, the other endeavor I have is definitely difficult. Definitely it creates a difficulty. I am not yet chayzer b'tshuva. I only begin to prepare the area. Yeah? I don't have a kabbalah what to do. I only explore myself. I want this area to be different. So what do? I now make a decision. But now I listen to myself and then I see there are things which are difficult. But these difficulties, instead of making me desperate or mjewish, I think desperate, that's what you call mjewish. That's like, something you have no, you don't know what to do, you know. That instead that I'm a Jewish, that makes me interested to work on it. It's like when you are a Baal Meloche, when you are a professional, we spoke about watchmaker or carpenter or whatever it is, and you have a difficult piece to do. And there are difficulties which you didn't predict. These difficulties don't make you I give up, no, I don't want it, I wouldn't have it. No, it makes you that you say, ah, that's interesting. That's an interesting challenge. Even though it's difficult, but it's interesting. So that is the area I work on. Yeah? There are challenges there, which I don't know yet what will be, but there are challenges which definitely, my feeling is that I want to work with them, and I want to overcome them. It makes me interested to work, even though it's difficult. But by Taivis Achille, for example, when I face that problem, then it is not so interesting to work. It's scary. And when I have to work on that in my stage now, then I would say, halavai, I wouldn't work on that, you know. It's too schwer. And then I don't go into it. I, what will be with me? So I try to be erlich. Yeah? That's trying to be erlich. Don't be, you try to be choyzer b'tshuva on something, and try to be erlich, don't try to push yourself stamazoi, because that's dangerous. You have to know that the nefesh is a dangerous place to walk around there, you know. It's not stam, it's not your backyard. There's a reality there which has very delicate koichas inside there. So you have to be careful. When a thing feels like a minefield, that you see you will blow up, and it's too heavy, and halavai wouldn't go into it, then that's a sign that you are not yet holding there. There will be a time you will work on that. You'll be able how to go around the minefield, and you'll cover that ground too. That will come. But it's not everything there from the beginning. You have to be very careful about listening to yourself. And that is what happens to the people when they pull through without listening anything. Because they will meet these koichos hanefesh without recognizing them, without even thinking about them, and they only push themselves. And once in a while, they push themselves over the cliff, you know? When you don't know a bocher like this, then turn around 180 degrees and then you'll see him, you know? Because there are tons of people which are Jewish and blown up because of that, because they tried so hard and it was not matim for them. They didn't really work with themselves. They worked only with the demand and forgot about themselves. And then that's dangerous, yeah? You can't do that. But you have to work. And it's against the grid. There are difficulties there, that's Rabbi Yisrael. Only the difficulties are there in order that you should see that I can work on them. And now I have to work on places which are unexpected. That's the way tshuva turns over from a boring endeavor into the most exciting exploration. Yeah. Tshuva. Nearly, when you would define tshuva, you would nearly say the definition of tshuva is the most boring endeavor. The most boring. Because the etzem, everything is clear. The shulchan aruch is clear. And the chiyuvim are clear. Only you have to push yourself. So that's boring. But according to what we speak, it's the most interesting exploration. Because you don't know what will be behind the next turn. Because it could be that they will show up some koyach, which you have to work on it, and it's very exciting to work on that, and you didn't know that that will show up, yeah? The same thing that you didn't believe, that underneath the Taivis Achila, there's Apikosis. No one believes me that, you know? They all say, Leuchter, because that's the difference between Taivis Noshim, I didn't explain that to you. By Taivis Noshim, no one thinks all the women are shayach to me. that then you are that, then you are mentally ill. No, you say, I want that. It comes from you. It's not the thing is shaykh to me. It's I want it. I want that thing. So that's less than when Titus Achille, which the whole thing, that Titus Achille is very simple. I don't know by the Americans. I don't know how the Americans give out their numbers on a magnet. Yeah? Did you once try to put a magnet in the Sforim Shaffe? I took the magnet from the Monit, from the cab, and I put it on my shas. That's a central place in a Jewish home. No. So I put it on the shas, fell down. So where did I put it? Wall doesn't go. The fridge. So why suffice? Everyone knows that the central place of that Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is called the Jewish home, is your fridge. Don't you turn red. Don't you turn red at just being ashamed of yourself. That's the central place of your Jewish Hashroz Hashchina home. You know, after the Sheva Broches, you say, Shchina, Shupishere home. Then you come home, and where is the Shchina? What's in the fridge? You know, that's such a right question, you know. It's crazy, you know. It's an unbelievable kayach. But underneath that, there is kfira, yeah? There is kfira, definitely. Yeah? Clear? So that is the words to say in the Krishna too. But that those are kayaches which then you say, oh, I don't want that. So then, not always you have to go into that. You have to find a place where you are able and want to be chayzer b'tshuva with your kayaches and nefesh in a way which is matim to you. So that is the preparation. Okay? So now, next week, next Thursday, there won't be a vad. I have to go to the States from Sunday till Friday morning, and there will be a vad. I don't know how to organize that, but I pay rent over here, and it is preparation for Rosh Hashanah. And I only gave a very general outlook over here. And there is this book gives more to it, that you could work also one with that or whatever you want. So there is a point by the Wednesday vad for the Hebrew speaking, they come always together when I'm not here, and it's a very fruitful thing. I would propose that you come together next Thursday over here and speak a little bit in a group or whatever, however the setting is. You'll see that you speak together and think, how do we make a progress in that field which is called Avoida? And then you will have then that will be a big toelis. In Yitz Hashem, the Thursday before Rosh Hashanah, I'll say a vad when I have the question. I hope so that I'll come back fine and good, even after Lakewood and Lawrence. But I say I have to say these vad in there, so I don't know what will be. But hopefully that will go over well, and then I'm coming back, and then there will be a vad in Yotzashem. Okay? But next week won't be. I'll come.